Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Jennifer and I started and launched our Left Behind show.
Yeah.
Jennifer, take it away.
We did. So we just released on May 22nd the first episode of Tribulation Farce, which is we are basically doing a book club through the Left Behind series. Hopefully at some point during the run, we'll also be doing deep dives onto things. But we start off with just book club. You don't need to read them or really know anything about it. We're going to recap for you. I think it's very funny and
yes.
Good and very timely and important right now.
Yes.
So even if I didn't grow up as a Christian person or whatever, I'd still like it.
You would, because I think that this is the two chunks of the audience are, one chunk is former evangelicals who
that's us,
need the catharsis. And then the other chunk of the audience is people that grew up normal and are like, what the fuck is this? And why do so many people in this country think this way?
Yes.
So we will help to explain to you what is going on why are our country so fucked because people believe shit like this.
Yes. So listen to episode one of Tribulation Farce. Cock blocked by the rapture.
Yes. The first episode is. And that happens in it.
That does happen.
What?
Anyway, Tribulation Farce, you should listen to it. I'm really proud of it.
I, for one, shall be downloading the Tribulation Farce.
Thank you.
Download it on every device you own and rate, review, whatever you're supposed to do. And 2022, I don't know what you're supposed to do. And God help me, us all, please, please.
Yes. God. Help us all. Bring us to heaven and leave our clothes behind.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Who the fuck are you?
My name's Lucy. You see this little, you think probably halfling. I'm part of the magic resistance. So I'm part of a group that is bringing magic back to the realm.
Why would you want to do a thing like that?
Did you see those bugs back there?
Yeah.
That's because people aren't using enough magic.
Did you see my parents back there?
No.
That's because they were killed by magic.
Celine is an adept.
Yeah, but she was with you, so I figured she must be okay.
We don't go to the White Spire. They're trapped. They're haunted.
Yeah, that's why I go there.
Oh, wow.
War is always coming.
Some of my more senior adept colleagues are going to be in Rhymeford very soon.
Wait, what?
How are you hanging out with all these guys? You're an adept.
Okay, I've made some mistakes. Number one of them being, I was supposed to kill Decacog. Okay, I was. I was supposed to kill
You're him. Asking me questions and you've got an OT murderer on your
I'm
team.
I'm not a murderer. It's not
no
murder.
Shit, we have an OT murderer. They're all murderers.
Excuse me. No, it's not murder when it's done by the state, so.
You don't know anything about it, I say, my eyes glowing, tremors crack all around.
Celine sees this and she walks towards Chuck and looks at him.
Michael, I would like to cast sleep on Celine.
Michael, for the record, I saw that.
What if we just fight against the OT, and then if there's no OT, and if everyone can have magic, then we don't have to hide.
We're not powerful enough. You have no idea the forces that Beauregard and his whole cadre can throw against us.
I know we can't do it individually. That's why we have to work together. It's a movement. It's a revolution.
Get an army of insects and maybe see if I can contact the wizards. Maybe they're still around.
I needed a hero so bad right now.
I don't agree with your with this magic stuff, but I tell you what, I'm a sucker for parents and their kids. I love that shit. Since you're trusting me with your secret, I want to trust you with mine.
Slowly pulls off the koala mask to reveal the squirrel mask. And I would shoot my grappling hook up into the tree. You remember the grappling hook that I made, Michael?
Yeah, you have it.
Let's just say that I'm always making one.
I don't like this. Let's assume we always do X. We left it with this sort of tearful hug thing between Screech and Chuck.
I get up and go, oh, yeah, did you see that cool tree? And check out the sport game? Yeah.
Did you turn to look at the tree?
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh, shit.
I invented that, by the way.
I think Michael the DM just gained some insight into Screech. Not only can he hide to be mysterious, but he can also hide when he's not really sure what's going on.
It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, Screech has a lot of utility for me as a person, I feel.
So now I guess the scene is we have an unconscious Celine.
I will walk back to all of them.
And we have we have Rourke, Celine, unconscious. I guess Lucy is still there.
Yep.
And Chuck. And you're in the middle of the woods. Outside of a cave.
Outside of the cave.
Actually, I'm not really sure why I had Screech leave, because I don't have a reason for Screech in Screech form to re-enter the situation, because he said he was going home. So I'm still around.
You just like went to hide a different tree.
Yeah.
Is Screech man enough to tie a rope around his ankle and then hang him from a tree as though he stepped into a trap, and that would solve everything?
Oh my God. Yeah, probably.
Are you a bad enough dude to fall into a hole?
I don't think that this is something that I'm like, I think that this is something difficult to do. Honestly, I'm thinking logistically. What kind of a role would this be to avoid injury, Michael? Because I'm thinking that I have to go up in, I have to lower myself from a tree. There's no real way for me to raise myself up to a tree.
Yeah, I think you just give yourself an acrobatics or something. That would do it.
All right, let's see. But I rolled a one, Michael.
You get yourself up there, you climb that tree, you put a rope around your ankle, and then I guess you just jump off. And you're going to take 2 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
You guys hear a scream. A really realistic scream.
Now that's actually a great way for us to get distracted and not fight Michael's NPC. As I show up, I guess we hear the scream. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, you show up and then you hear, you've heard this scream before.
Screech is getting hurt, gang. We don't have time to figure this out now. We got to get back to Rhymeford. Can we wake Lucy up? I think she's only supposed to be asleep for like a minute. Is that right?
Right, Lucy? You mean Celine?
I met Celine.
Lucy goes over to Rourke on the side, and she's like, yeah, your dad looks like pissed.
Oh, he's so mad.
And now that I found, I'm just gonna probably go.
Okay.
But like, just, you know, I gave you the sending stone, so.
Right, you did.
So, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, cool. As soon as she leaves, Rourke's like, do I send something now? She sends a little thing that just says, hey. Just wanted to make sure it worked.
You get one back and it's, new rock, who dis?
I don't know if it's possible, but Rourke sends back a picture. It's a stupid picture with their tongue is sticking out.
Michael, be very careful about this.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It works.
Could it be like a drawing?
Yeah.
3 years later, it might cause a lot of confusion.
You said we could text.
Yeah, you can describe yourself or something.
You could send the word, me staring confusedly laughing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so I guess Celine starts waking up.
You all right?
What the fuck just happened? I feel so weird.
You just went out, just like right out. I mean, you took that nap earlier, and then you just, boom, nap time, part two.
I don't think I just fell. Someone did this to me.
I'm sure it was Lucy's grenade after effect or something.
Oh. Okay.
But we have to go. Screech is in trouble. And I start.
Again?
Yeah. And always. And I start leaving to save our boy.
I just stumble behind you.
Yeah, you don't have to roll deception if you leave the situation, is my opinion.
Chuck and Rourke sprint away.
Wait, I can't keep up. I'm really small.
I have no time to think. I must run.
Why do they run away after everything they say?
So we're running back.
Yeah, I'm trying to find Screech.
Okay.
You can find him pretty easily from the screams.
Yeah, they keep going. I'm not going to keep doing them, but they keep going.
Okay. How'd you get up there? Look at you. Like a dang pinata.
Screech's leg is like degloved.
Ew.
Oh no!
Jesus.
Worth it. I hoist you down and cut the rope, holding you like a little baby. Can you walk, or does it hurt when I do this and I poke the grossest part?
Take a dollar.
Can you give me 20 of these?
I poke him 20 times.
Don't do that.
You misunderstood the transaction.
That's a fair misunderstanding, though. And then I want to do a medicine check and wrap up Screech's foot with a band of dollars. Ooh, that's not good. I should have listened to Mike Bachman and said, don't invent rules for yourself. I got a natural one as I'm shoving money.
Oh, shit.
No, you don't know where the money's been.
Is it true that 50% of money has cocaine on it, just like in our world?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or 100% of my money, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It's nothing but cocaine. It just dissolves into powder.
That's what's up. That's my dude. Oh, also, slight mechanical thing. Mordenkainen's Multiverse of Madness, whatever the fuck the book's called. Monsters of the Multiverse, that's what it's called. Just came out. So Chuck is finally official ruled. And that's not a big deal. Basically, I'm actually stronger than I was before. But the Fey Hobgoblin gets to affect their help actions in really fun ways. So check that out. And also, yeah, I don't have to do any quote-unquote like homebrew hacks to get the normal stuff. So hopefully I won't be as confused, but don't hold your breath.
Sick. All right, so what's happening?
I just got paper cuts from money bandages, apparently.
I rolled a 1 to wrap up Bachman's
leg. You said you did it really bad?
With money.
It doesn't help.
Inspired choice, Michael.
Yeah, I don't have any healing, and I also don't think Celine would do it, so...
Can you put weight on it? If not, I can carry you back or something. Screech.
I mean, yeah, sure. Probably.
I set you down. I pick you up.
I think I can hobble along.
All right, so you head back to town. We are on. This is day 6 of the campaign.
And oh my god, day 6!
And night has fallen.
Only half of Screech's noises are pain, and the rest of it is longing for the night.
Like, why am I Screech?
Oh. It's too bright on your
radius. The night is too bright?
Wait, oh no, he's longing for the night.
No, it isn't. Yeah, I mean, it is, but I'm stuck in Screech form, injured.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Oh, damn.
So is Screech gonna go back to the castle, or is he gonna, I don't know, do something else?
I mean, I don't know, wherever there's medical services, I guess.
Yeah, shouldn't we theoretically go check on, well, shouldn't some people want to check on Decacog? I don't know if Celine wants to, but...
Yeah, Michael, where would we take him to?
Because then, if we go there, 2 birds, 1 stone.
There's, of course, the cleric. There's a temple.
I don't want to do that. She's mean.
Yeah, she's not very nice. So, I mean, there's always the tavern. I'm sure you've got supplies at home.
Oh my god. Ratma's gonna fucking wrap you up.
Let me... soothe you back to health.
She's so excited about it.
Just blow smoke in your face.
Yeah, you feel better now.
Let me put out yet another cigarette audit.
So I think you could go to the tavern or you could go back to the castle. I think either way you'd be able to get your medical assistance.
Okay, I'll take him back to the castle. 2 birds, 1 screech.
Nice. All right. Okay. So, so you probably see Clint. As you're going by,
Clint, my good dude. Hey, I found a lost little lamb for you. I'm kidding. This is Screech Echo. He got captured by something. I don't know if hunters put out a labor trap. We gotta talk to them about that.
Oh, what has happened to you now?
I gotta go.
Oh,
good luck, Screech.
Catch you later.
Fix me, and I'll make it worth your while. $1.
All right.
You can just put in a good word with your friend. Chuck. Just put in Chuck.
Oh, that friend.
Yeah. So do you want to do anything at the castle, or are you're just good licking your wounds there, Screech?
I mean, if my wounds are healed, I don't know how quick this usually takes. Are we in a waiting room situation? Is this like an ER? Am I going to be here in the afternoon or what?
I mean, you took 2 points of damage, so you can take a short rest for an hour and use a hit die.
Can we all take a short rest?
You can absolutely all take a short. You can all take a long rest.
Yeah, we're all back in town. Why don't we just take a long rest?
Nika asked a fair question.
She did. Okay, so you're gonna just rest.
Yeah.
And then I head back to the tavern.
I go to the tavern with my papa, and I write up a pre-sending stone message to send to Lucy. I have to practice it.
Yeah, I want to talk to Rourke. I assume Celine's not with us.
Yeah, I think that Celine probably went up to her room to, like, go freak out alone for a little bit.
Rourke, things got a little weird back there, and I don't want you to think that I am a coward, per se, but I also don't care if you think I am. You're good 28-year-old kid. You got the whole rest of your life, and there's no need to keep talking about all this revolution, rebellion, resistance business. We have a good thing here, all right? It's you can't always have perfect in this life, so just be careful.
I know you're not a coward, and I don't think you're a coward. I think it's incredibly brave to stand up for what you believe in, even if you're wrong. But that's okay. And she, like, gives him the, like, tap on, like, the dad tap on the shoulder thing. I don't want to mess up what we have here. I know it was really hard for you, and I know that stability and having this is really nice. And so I won't actively try to start a revolution, but I won't actively not try to start a revolution.
Can I see both your hands and your fingers, please?
Yes. I don't know why, but yes.
Are any of them fingers crossed?
Oh, no. No fingies.
It's because, you know, I don't think that the way that Emperor Beauregard got in power is expressly chill, but to oust him out would kill hundreds of people, and I can't quite justify that.
Sure. And we shouldn't do that yet, till we have a plan in place.
Yeah, and I also don't think we should use an army of ants to do it either.
But you have to admit, that was a really good plan.
No, I do not. I do not have to admit that. And I'm still a little confused about the whole situation, a little angry. But I also don't want you to go to the White Spire. I can't tell you what to do anymore, of course.
No, but then you'd just be disappointed, and that's...
I would huff. You would hear it.
You would sigh like 5 times.
Yeah, like a greyhound.
Okay, well, I can't promise I won't go, because I think that that would be really fun. But if I go, do you want to know, or do you not want to know?
Just...
I'll be careful.
Let me know, but...
Okay.
It's so dangerous.
I won't do it right now. I won't do it tonight.
Don't do it. Okay, fine. I get it.
You get a message in your sending stone. Meet me at the spire in 5 minutes.
God damn it.
It's like we're going to turn into like the tavern, and they're just like, end of road, go no further. I'm just going to go this way. Yeah. And also, yeah, definitely don't go tonight, because for the past 6 days, you have almost died. Out of like 5 of them.
That is so true. I would like to take a nap. I'm very tired.
Please don't go out alone. And if you have to go to the White Spire, I guess, let me know and I'll make sure that you don't get murdered on the way or something.
Thanks, Dad. You're pretty cool.
But don't do it.
I won't do it right now.
Don't do it. And that happens for probably 8 minutes.
Exactly. And then they play a card game.
Euchre. We get all of our favorite characters, turn down a bow or lose for an hour, all that good stuff happens. We love euchre here, folks.
I don't understand. What's going on with Celine right now?
Celine is up in her room, fully having a meltdown right now, because she knows she has fucked up, and Dagakog is not dead. And also, but she doesn't want to kill him.
Coward.
She doesn't want to. And she's working, she's like writing out like kind of different scenarios. Like imagine that she has like on in her little notebook, like branching out options, and she keeps like crossing out the ones that lead to her being like expelled from the order. But like every like option she can think of is that. So... part of me was like, is there like anyone, like, do I have contact with like any friends from when I was in the order, or like, is my like phone my thing just to talk to my boss?
I mean, your thing is definitely just to talk to your boss.
Okay.
But I love the idea of giving you a chance to talk to somebody from the order.
Yeah, phone a friend. But the other thing I was thinking of, I think because of everything that happened, I think that Celine probably would go talk to Chuck. Chuck, you live like under the bar.
Ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically.
But am I able to like get to it? Like I can go like knock on your door.
Mm-hmm. And we're probably in the tavern for a couple hours.
Okay, you're probably, so you're hanging around the tavern.
We're playing euchre, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so Celine comes downstairs.
I'm arguing about why would you pick that up? You had a 10 and a jack.
I don't know how to play euchre in real life. So I don't know that. I'm sure Rourke knows how to play. So she yells something coherent back that makes sense.
She's like, that's just my style.
Yeah.
Turn down a bow or lose for an hour.
So Celine like kind of sees them and like nervously walks up to the table. And she's like, looks very like tense and just Excuse me, Chuck. Can I speak to you for a minute when, you know, when you have a moment free, please?
Yeah, we just freaking lost. Throw my cards down.
I imagine, are you playing with Ratbutt? Because it's a pairs game. Yeah, Eucharist. Yeah, obviously, yeah. Rourke and Chuck are playing as a team.
Ratma and everyone's favorite. Cobbler. Everyone's favorite cobbler. Blorpo.
What about Dread Flintbeard? He's the cook.
Dread Flintbeard. Yeah. I was gonna invent Blorpo, but I like Dread Flintbeard. I don't really like Blorpo.
There's a baker named Frambor.
I like Frambor. I want to play with Frambor.
Yeah, Frambor and Ratma are their great euchre team.
Mm. What is Frambor's favorite thing to bake? Is it raspberries?
Raspberries
is frambois. I think it's frambois in French is raspberry.
Oh, you made a joke and we didn't understand.
Wow.
I didn't. That was not a joke that I meant to make.
I was like cocking my shock. I'm going to get her. You don't bake raspberries.
Get her ass.
That's not a bake good.
Now your ass has been got.
Good game. Oh, I probably told Ratma everything that happened. Then talk to my friend Celine.
Would you mind if we maybe go talk outside?
Sure.
I, like, lead Chuck, like, awkwardly, like, away to, like, to the woods zone where I would go to talk to my boss, like, so it's, like, kind of out of the way.
So you're gonna take me out here to kill me, or you're gonna have a problem? What's up?
No.
I'm holding, like, a butter knife.
So, Chuck, I'm in a difficult situation here.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I blurted out earlier, and you know now, yes, I was supposed to kill Decacog.
Yes.
For the order. Now, my boss is going to be very upset at me for not doing this. I also know that you seem to have some magic ability.
Things happen when I'm stressed, sure.
And I can see that you're not a bad person, you know, that you're not... It would make no sense for me to report you to the order or anything.
Can I insight check to see if she's, like, blackmailing me?
Oh, yeah. And Celine, you can roll deception if you're lying, or persuasion if you're not.
The good Lord gives and he takes, and I rolled a 1 to wrap up Bachman's leg with money, and I got a natural 20 plus 6 on my insight check.
Oh, my God, I just rolled a nat 20.
Whoa! What's your insight bonus?
Gonna do actually
or deception.
I was actually gonna do persuasion on you.
Are you light? I guess that's true. You
it's less persuasion. Lying and more just presenting the situation.
Could have been persuasion, intimidation, you name it. Really,
I did think about doing intimidation, but I think I'm going for persuasion here. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be like, listen.
So, Michael, we both critted, but I have a higher insight.
Oh shit!
I got a 26. You got a 24.
But doesn't your insight just tell you that I'm being sincere?
It does.
No.
Right. That's what I mean.
No. It's like we always use it. You can tell if someone's lying, but it's basically like it's you know what is their like it literally says determine their true intentions.
Right.
Yeah. It's like if they're lying or not.
No, that's not the intention. I'm trying to see if you're trying to blackmail me. I guess one could argue that there's a lying component to it.
Okay, I guess I'm lightly implying blackmail in what I'm saying.
Right, because that's what I'm trying to see. Because, like, it could be you know, being like, we both fucked up. Shouldn't we be friends? Or is it like, if you rat me out, I'm going
to
kill you?
Well, let me
like
continue talking to you, and you'll see.
Okay.
So, I think you're a good person, Chuck.
And because of my role, I do lighten up.
You lighten up a little. Okay,
I put my butter
knife
away.
Okay. I'm just saying that maybe we could help each other.
Sure.
And I guess what I'm actually saying is I don't fucking know what to do right now. And they've sent me out here by myself. And, like, what was I supposed to do? Like, they really want me to kill someone? Like, I think that would look kind of bad if it came out. But I thought about telling Decacog, like, you just got to go away and never come back or I'm going to kill you. But I don't think that'll be very, I don't think that will work. So.
That wouldn't be poppers.
I don't know what you're saying, Chuck. Is this
It's a joke for like 19 people.
I'm Jennifer's one of them.
Yeah, Nika is too, so she knows.
You seem to know a lot of things and what should I do?
All right, so what?
happening is Selena's like trying to like have leverage, but she's also like, you seem like a dad, and maybe you will help me.
She quickly like,
help me, please. All my boss is going to be so mad at me.
So, admittedly, my move is to move. We don't practice magic unless we know absolutely sure we're alone. There's been a few times in town where things have happened, and sure, maybe I was surprised by it just as much as everyone else, but we don't talk about it. Rhymeford has somewhat of a history of that. We're quite far from Farhold, and they kind of leave us alone because of the mine. As long as the Theonite is flowing, they don't ask as many questions.
So wait a second. So just to clarify, you're saying that people here occasionally do magic, but it's been fine?
Well, I mean, not a lot of people. It's not like we're out walking the streets doing it, because the Acolyte of Rhea would absolutely be mad, and it would get to her pretty quickly. So is that a true statement, Michael, do you think? Is that a true surmise?
That, yes. You feel like if it's not her, it's somebody.
Yeah.
There's definitely a feeling of Big Brother is watching.
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, if we would do some of the magic, we would make sure it's hush, hush, you know, make sure it's this person of the town guard, or take him to this herbalist or whatever.
Well, I guess that's not really that big of a deal if that's what's happening. But as long as you're not, you know, trying to do any uprisings or anything.
We are not, no.
But the other people do. And that's why generally this is a good rule that the magic should be tightly constrained, but you're not really doing anything bad with it. So, Selene, you can see her brain like kind of like break for a second while she's like thinking through it.
But none of that, you know, it matters if your fellow adepts get here and one, find out. Two, you know, for you specifically, I don't know what information Lucy has. Maybe these rebels have like inside information of how the adepts handle their shit. But I thought Lucy was very strange and came at us pretty hard, so I don't know how much of what she said we should trust or what advice we should follow, especially from someone that lives inside the White Spire and makes and raises big ants and is like fine that they're going to kill the town at one day.
That does seem like a concern, and I just know that my boss is going to be so mad at me not for not dealing with Decacog if he's still here.
So, which is why I suggested we should kill Decacog.
So you think we should kill him?
I would break in here real quick just to, no one has asked, but I'm sure you would have at some point during the evening realized that he has not come back.
Oh.
He's not just like hanging out here.
Okay.
So yeah, he's not around.
That would have come up, I assume. Yes.
Yes.
Probably what I told Ratma, and she's like, he's not back. I'm like,
So Dictionary Doug and Decacog went back to town, quote unquote, but they're nowhere to be found.
Both are not home.
Both of them are not home, yes. Well, their home was burned down, but
his wagon's burned down.
What about his other employees?
There are other employees that was established. they're just kind of hanging out.
Blorpo.
But that's okay, though, because all that Selene needs to do is be like, I got rid of him. And I have his ring.
So he's not here now, but I think it would be bad for you to lie, because they have ways to figure out.
I know. But that's why I don't know what to do.
Was there any truth from what Lucy said if they implied that they're going to kill you regardless now? That felt a little unhinged.
I mean, that's the only thing that I've done wrong. I cannot imagine they would do that. I mean, surely if I, like, explain it through to them, they'll understand where I'm coming from. I mean,
you've definitely heard about harsh punishments, but it does seem a lot.
Because to me, it's like, well, I did my best. I'm just really worried that if I mess up here, it's going to fall back on my family back in Farhold. And, you know, it'll make things hard for them. And
yes.
I'm
That's how they do it.
But I don't know of how to solve this. I mean, it seems like if you don't want them to be mad at you for not killing Decacog, you should kill Decacog.
Well, now I can't find him.
Or you should run away.
And then completely abandon the order? Then my family really will be in trouble.
Run away, hope you can get back soon, and have them run away.
No, they'll never leave. They don't know how to live. They've never even been, like, out anywhere. Like,
oh, one of those families. Got it. Yeah.
They live in the capital. Like, they don't know how to live on the land, on the road.
We could try. Anything we do, they're going to do magic on us and figure it out. I was going to say we could fake your death. That would be pretty funny. But,
could we fake Decacog's death? Could we find a corpse and bury it and be like, that's his grave?
You think that's a good idea?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Zalina just starts to cry.
I wrap my arm around her shoulder and like, there, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Well, it's probably not going to be fine, but we'll probably get through it.
I mean, maybe if I like find something that's a bigger problem, it'll like distract them.
If you don't want to die, you need to figure out if you can find Decacog, if you can kill him, will that be good enough? Or do you really think they're going to kill you for failing your mission?
I mean, I think it's...
Because there's no proof that you have seen magic and ignored it.
That's true.
Or to say that you saw Barry do magic and push it onto him. Okay. Which I'd feel bad about.
Wait, Barry? Who's Barry?
The bear!
Oh!
Both of you roll perception.
Love to.
Oh, God. I'm stressed out.
Oh, that's a 19. My rolls are really weird tonight.
I did bad, though.
25.
I only got a 9. Celine's, she's in distress.
Chuck, you notice one of the gnomish workers, come out of the goblin pit, and he's like mucking around in the burnt down shell of the printing press.
Okay. Well, we can ignore this from now, I say, which I tend to do that sometimes, but maybe we should talk to one of Decacog's people. We talked to some of them a little bit, but maybe you have any more insight. Maybe they're afraid of you. I don't know.
I mean, might as well.
We go over.
He's just kind of muttering to himself. He's like, how am I supposed to? I don't even know what they're going to do. I mean, it's like there's no, the supplies are all burned up.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check in on your boss to see how he was doing.
He didn't come back.
What do you mean he didn't come back?
Oh yeah, but he's okay though. He sent in tomorrow morning's edition already.
Oh, he did.
Yep.
Oh, that's so interesting. Can we take a look at it?
Can we take a look at it?
Oh, not allowed to do that.
Here's a dollar.
Hey. All right, now we're talking. Roll persuasion, though. With advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Not as good. Not as good. 11.
He goes, sorry, can't do it.
Okay, can I roll? I want to roll an intimidation.
Oh, yeah, roll intimidation.
That is a 23.
Whoa.
It's all right, all right.
So Celine, like, just walks, like, close to him, stands, like, too close, and is like, you know, I would really hate for anything to get back to anyone in Farhold that would make it seem like you were not cooperating with the order. I'm sure that's not what you want. So if just be, you know, just let me have a little peek. I'm not going to tell anyone.
People in Farhold, I don't think they know who I am.
Well, they could know if I told them.
Oh, that's pretty scary. All right. I'll give you the headline. The headline? Do you want the headline?
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear it.
It's Decacog escapes OT in magic-filled battle.
Is anyone around outside?
I'm there.
I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Like, I can't print them here. I mean, they're going to be printing them in all the other cities, which is fine. But I can't...
No.
Now, how is that going to happen? Oh, that's right. Decagog has many things that are not magic that somehow happen. You know, it's normal. It's technology. It's not a big deal. I think Decagog might have like a walkie-talkie or like a Morse code. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. So you're saying that the other places already have this?
Yeah. How? I'm sorry. I want to know again, too. How is that possible? How was he able to write?
Honestly, if between you and me, don't tell anybody. He must be using magic.
That's, you know, why? I gotta stop just believing people. Yeah, so he did this, and it's gonna be everywhere. Oh my god. I wanted to go to bed. This is so bad. What the fuck are we gonna do? What the fuck are we gonna do?
I don't know.
We gotta ask Ratman. I'm gonna throw up.
My life is ruined right now.
You've ruined my life.
I should have killed him.
You've right to not kill him, you little weird coward.
I thought I was being good by giving him a chance, and I was scared.
You failed your first mission, and everyone here's gonna die.
You weird little coward.
They make paninis, and it's gonna burn down. No paninis.
Is there any way for me to, like, I guess there's no way for me to, like, find where Decagog is, and also it kind of doesn't matter now because the story's gonna be out. Fuck,
you fucked up.
I fucked up.
All we simply have to do, Michael, is the classic thing when you call the wrong phone number, you send the wrong email, and what you have to do is you have to break in and delete it off their answer.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
So we simply have to do that tonight.
Every
town.
We gotta pull a Santa Claus and be everywhere at once.
Yeah, Michael, do we have that ability? I don't know. We haven't got a magic item yet.
You roll a 20. Sure, just magically it works.
18. Crap.
Shit.
Oh, I guess actually Nika got the first magic item of the campaign.
I do. I have a sending stone to the White Spire, where someone might be able to do something with magic to help.
Ooh. We don't call them magic items here. We call them enhanced tools.
I mean, at this point, should we go to the Magic Spire? The Magic Spire. The White Spire? I mean,
let's go to the Magic Castle.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful, and whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance. All right, I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I want to talk to Ratma because I'm having a panic attack, and I'd grab Rourke too.
We both like burst into the goblin pit crying.
She's killing us! She's gonna die! We're all dead!
They're gonna rob my family. They're gonna take everything from them.
She's a piece of shit.
I'm gonna go to jail.
Does someone need a nap? And then Rourke winks at Chuck.
No. And then I want to bring him back to like a back room and then cast Zone of Truth and be like, what the fuck are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? I think you guys have to like roll against it if you want to lie.
Yeah.
It's a charisma saving throw. 14. 14 charisma saving throw.
I'll try it just for funsies. Oh, I made it. I got a 20.
And it's like, do I have to tell you?
Oh. Well, you know when your daughter is lying to you, so.
Oh, that's true.
I do.
I know whether each creature succeeds or fails.
Okay, so you know if they can lie or can't lie.
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, Ratma succeeds.
I don't care about that. Yeah.
I'm almost like, would Selene even try to lie anymore because she's in such distress right now that I think she may just lay all of her cards out on the table and like, not even like, I think it's just uncontested.
Can I just look at Ratma and be like, come on.
Ratma like starts getting a battle axe down off of the wall.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. This is not good. This is not good at all.
You can also choose to fail.
That's what I'm saying. I choose to fail.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you actually said it.
Yeah. No.
Okay. And that's fine with me, I guess. I don't know.
I think Felicia's just in too much distress right now to even, like, think to lie anymore. She needs to give all the info.
This is not great for me. I did. I promised Bo that I wouldn't get involved with these things.
I'm sorry, real quick. When you say Bo, who do you mean?
Beauregard. Me and him go way back.
The Emperor.
Yeah. Don't look so surprised. We used to adventure together. We killed some dragons. Yada, yada, yada.
Look at her, am I right?
Wow. I don't feel like I ever read anything about you in my classes.
Well, they don't like to include me for obvious reasons. I'm not exactly the poster child for a good little goblin.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't know about... I mean, Bo's kind of a dipshit, so I don't think... Someone else is pulling the strings, if you know what I mean. You know, he's not really... He's pretty, but it's about all he's got going for him.
So Ratma, what do you know about the OT and, like, how they, like, punish adepts that don't do their jobs appropriately?
It's not a thing that I would care about so much.
Oh, okay.
Probably not good, though.
Oh, shit.
How rich is your family?
Well, pretty...
And scale of 1 to 10, how rich is your family?
I mean, it's like a 9, honestly.
What?
You might be okay.
You think so? Well, I mean...
Anyone gunning for your family?
Well, always, yes. I mean...
This is kind of like a shit duty they sent you on, is all I'm saying.
I mean, are you implying that they did this on... They sent me on the mission for me to fail?
That sounds plausible.
I mean...
What if they did? And then that way you're the scapegoat and they can blame everything on you and then they can come and kill our city.
Well, that would make sense if I wasn't pretty good at being an adept and I got great grades in school. So, like, that doesn't make any sense. That can't make sense. That can't be true.
Doesn't it make it more logical to send you because you're actually competent enough so no one would believe that you would just fail? If they sent someone who was just a dumbass who just failed, then it would be so obvious.
Do your parents like you? Would they be chill if you were, like, killed or something?
I hope they would be not okay if I was killed. I mean,
no lie,
my brother might like it, but I mean, not really okay.
Is there another major house that would like yours to fall, that sort of thing, you know?
But they're all always scrambling for honor and their positions in court, so yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'd watch it back.
Oh my god.
I mean, you'd probably, you know, if you were like a 7 or 8 out of 10, might be better.
God, I should have just killed him.
Yes, you should have.
Everything would have been fine if I just done murder.
Simply kill a journalist. It is a huge deal, and it would be evil and wrong.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't. I wouldn't let you do that. You can't kill that guy.
Well, now I'm in this situation, and what has this gotten for me?
Well, at this point, I don't think we quite care what happens to you. We just want to make sure our town is fine, and obviously it's these 6 days have been great and all that stuff, but...
I mean, what do you think is going to happen to the town, though?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think much happens to the town. They need the Theonite. I think, you know, this squabbling between great houses or whatever, there's going to be a little drama that plays out on our doorstep, and then we move on.
What do you think about this old business with this Lucy character going to the White Spire and talking about there being resistance? There's no resistance even in Rhymeford.
No, there's not.
Can Celine do a perception check?
In insight?
Yeah, just assume if I say perception, I mean insight.
Yeah.
That's a 12.
Can I do an insight?
Can't really get a read. Yeah, of course.
That is a 19.
No. You don't think that she's letting everything out.
My eyes get big. What the fuck?
Anyway.
Is there, like, how, are they sabotaging the mines?
There's been maybe some light like a light sabotaging now and again.
Just a light treason. Cool.
That's why I was sent out here, to find out if anyone was sabotaging the mine. And it worked.
You did it. Good job. Mission complete.
Mark, have you heard any about this bullshit?
No, nothing that I know of. And Michael, have I heard anything in the scuttlebutt of the street? Just anything about tampering with the mines, that something might be mischievous happening?
Or about like, people.
Yeah, or like maybe a piece of information.
Talking about doing a resistance.
Or like a piece of information that at the time didn't really mean anything, but now in retrospect, it's like, oh, maybe they were talking about that.
Yeah, people getting together, secret meetings.
I am asking everyone to join my band, which is our secret underground meetings.
Say what?
I'm gonna say that you probably haven't noticed stuff like that.
Nika, what did you just say?
Oh, whenever I ask people to join my band, that's my secret underground grassroots movement for politics. And whenever I ask someone if they have cool hair, that's kind of like code for like, are you cool with the magic to the people? And then if they say yeah, my hair is rad, I am down to jam, then that means that they are part of it, and then we can like go to band practice.
Okay. So how much of that do you say as Rourke? And because this is a bombshell.
Oh, I was saying that all is rad, Rourke.
Ah! I think I would say, why? Why are you doing this?
Well, I mean, to be fair, literally no one's joined yet. It's just me telling Celine she has cool hair, but like I guess they don't do that in her city. So I didn't know why you were
trying to do a revolution.
Well, I mean, we just talked about this earlier because I think that everyone should have access to magic. Why not? If you're born with an innate talent, why should someone else get to dictate if you can use it or not?
Yeah.
Even if you want to learn the talent, why should someone else say you can't learn it?
She's got a point.
She's not wrong.
Celine is just sitting and like staring into the distance, absorbing everything.
We should have
everything.
Blown up that carriage.
Well, okay. Here's one more additional piece of information that could be something. So, honestly, I'm pretty surprised you guys haven't picked up on this yet, but you know Screech is the master.
I think we can allow Screech to burst in at this point if he's out and about in the thick of the night.
He bursts in.
Make a roll to see if you can burst in before she says that. then there'll be some chance involved.
What's the, so it's 17 is what I rolled.
Ah, that's pretty good. I think you burst in as Celine begins to talk about this.
Well, and a thing that you probably should have figured out about Screech is...
Hey, everybody, my leg's back to normal. Check it out. Look at my leg.
Bachman, can you give me a charisma saving throw?
Sure. Oh, God, wait. Are we in a zone of truth? Fuck.
Yeah, bud.
God damn it. well, all I have said so far is that my leg is healed, which is true.
But aren't you... You said that?
Are you as Screech or as are you as Koala or Squirrel?
I come in as Screech.
Okay.
Oh, you come in as Screech.
Yeah, I come in as Screech. I'm like, hey, everybody, I'm feeling great. Thanks for getting me back to
town. So did you fail your Zone of Truth roll?
I did.
Cool.
But I haven't said it. So, I mean, you get Zone of Truth doesn't mean like you can still like choose not to say things, right? It's not going to make me blurt things out.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's not like you're on
it's just
like,
you have what you speak spill has to your be beans. The truth. Yeah.
And affected creatures aware of the spell and can thus avoid answering questions to which it would normally respond with a lie. A creature can be evasive in its answers as long as it remains within the boundaries of the truth.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, as long as nobody asks me directly, I think we'll be okay. But I come in and very much like, hey everybody, my leg's healed. I'm feeling great. Thanks for getting me back to town. Here's a dollar. Dollars all around.
Oh, you're back.
Rat, I even got one for you, you little minx.
Yeah, no thanks, buddy. You leave me high and dry.
Screech, what do you feel about Ratma?
I think she's a little gross. I appreciate the room.
Wow!
She's kind of a little bit forward and a little overbearing, but wait, what the fuck? Wait, what's happening in here?
Screech, we got together to chat about tonight's events, and I ensured that people can't lie.
Oh my god, I totally would have lied.
Celine, what are you saying about Screech?
Well, Screech, since we're not lying, or we are lying.
Not lying. No, we definitely aren't lying in here. Everything I say has to be the truth. Hey, Celine, can you come out here for a second? I gotta ask you something.
Don't do it.
What?
Whatever you can say in front of Celine, you can say in front of all of us.
Okay, bye.
No, come back. Okay, fine. I'll go talk to him outside for a second. I'll bring him back. I'll try to bring him back. Celine goes out with Screech.
Should we kill him? Should we kill them? We should kill him, right?
Do you want to?
Hold the family hostage.
Screech, I think you should just tell them the truth.
What the fuck are you doing?
I just told them all my business.
What the fuck are you doing?
Listen, okay, some shit went really bad, right? Okay, some shit is going off. It's not good, and I don't know what to do, and I panic.
You gotta make that my problem?
I'm just saying, if I'm having problems, I want other people to have problems, too. Oh, so my, I just think everyone should be truthful.
Okay, it's all about Celine. You're having a bad day. You don't. I'm sorry you didn't get to kill someone.
I didn't want
to do that.
You gotta
make it my fault.
Listen, shit is really bad here right now. I just think we all need to be on the same page, okay? Like, we should work together. I think they're actually pretty good people in there. I think you could trust them.
So we should, like, should we, like, drown them?
I don't know. Do you want to bonk them on the head?
I mean,
a quick bonk might be fine.
I feel like we could do it quiet. I don't think anyone would know.
You want to slit their throats in the middle of the night, Ratma?
We should just wrap them up and threaten their family or something.
Oh, yeah, that one of here's got, like, a 9 out of 10 in the bank account. The other one's throwing dollars around constantly.
We'll cut out Celine's tongue and enough of her fingers like we did back in the war. And we're Gucci.
That's like 101 Dalmatians with like horse and jet. You pop them off, I'll do the skinning.
Yeah. Cut back to Screech and Celine, and Celine is saying, honestly, I'm starting to think that like maybe the things I was taught about magic users were wrong, and that actually maybe they should have access to their powers, and I just think that you should give him a chance and tell the truth. I told the truth, and I think it was the right choice.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know why I wear the mask.
Who could guess? Yeah.
If I reveal who I am under this mask, and I'm not saying it's me.
Screech, I know. I know who you are. I already saw this. You don't have to lie to me.
If I reveal who I am under the mask, maybe it's not just my parents. Maybe it's the rest of my family that they come for.
Oh, I do love that you have a huge family. Like a huge loving family. You're immediately adopted by the world's best uncle. You have like loving brothers and sisters.
Oh my
I have
God.
So many cousins.
Okay, if Scrooge's family is very rich, they probably like know my family. There's probably like connections there.
What if they want y'all to get married?
Oh my God, why don't we were fucking, like, they were, like, trying to plan it. I don't know if Adepts can get married. I forget what the rule is on that.
I think we were talking about them not.
Yeah, I think not. Maybe I was going to until I became an Adept. Mm. Anyways. This is just doing fan fiction now. Screech, I understand where you're coming from. And if you really don't want to say anything, I guess it's fine. But I think it might be better.
I will take your position into consideration. But I decide the manner and the hour of my big reveals.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go back inside. We do need to just... Okay, so shit is still really going on, and honestly...
Don't you trick me!
No!
Don't you trick me!
This is purely self-preservation, because my shit is not figured out yet, and I need some help.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Focus on my shit. I won't say anything about you.
I will run... If you ask me anything, I will run out the door again.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anything, can I ask you, like, not about your deal, but, like, if I ask a question, are you going to run out?
It depends on the question.
Well, I guess we'll see, but I won't say anything about it, okay?
Okay.
For now.
Okay, and here's a dollar for your silence.
I don't need this.
I do like the idea that Rhymefort is slowly but surely been like covered in like litter of the
dollar. What if the dollar becomes the money there? Oh,
the money of the resistance.
The money of the... Oh my god, what if...
It's perfect. Screech bucks.
All right, so you're heading back into the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we come back in.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 6 feet down.
But vertically.
Oh,
hey, what are we talking about, friends?
Gardening.
How to plant a sunflower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's neat.
Anyway.
That doesn't really seem on topic, and I think we have bigger things to discuss, but okay.
You know, in the zone of truth, where the conversation goes, it goes.
Wait.
Oh, no, we were talking about killing you.
Yeah, wait a minute.
But no, they succeeded. You can lie.
We can lie.
Gardening. We were talking about gardening.
Do you have to roll for each lie, or do you just roll for one time?
Just one.
When you enter, so to speak.
Fuck.
All right. What did you find out? What you done? What's going on? What was that all about? What's this big secret?
It was a separate thing. Like
I start inching towards the door.
Don't. Just don't. It's honestly, it doesn't matter, and it's complicated, and not really on the topic.
Oh, truth. Ouch! Damn.
Something about my past that I wasn't comfortable being.
It's
revealed.
Very dark.
Okay. Well, here's the situation. If it sounds like even if half the things that Lucy character said come true, then we're up a creek. The way that I see it is that we should find and kill Decacog for the Order, so at least we're not in trouble. But it sounds like Celine is absolutely going to be severely punished because she didn't kill Decacog before he was able to publish his next article or whatever.
What if we made some sort of evidence and planted it so that it looked like he had that ready to go in the event of his death because he was already paranoid about being assassinated?
Okay, fake news. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, character assassination.
Yes.
That sounds great.
What if I use my company's armies of lawyers and we sued him and we turn this into a legal drama?
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, that sounds great.
We haven't had one of those yet.
A legal arc, Jesus
Christ. So, okay, so what we're saying then, well, we do need to still find Decacog and kill him. But if the add-ups come, maybe we can use a fake body and be like, he's dead already and the thing went out.
I do not think that would work.
I don't. Why are we killing Decacog?
Because my boss said I needed to. And Celine kind of was like, you can see her like partway through the sentence being like, wait, why am I doing this? I mean, he was trying to say bad things about the Order, and my boss ordered me to get rid of him.
So if someone says something bad about you guys, you just kill them?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I don't agree with it either.
Well, that's why I didn't want to kill him. Well, can you guys decide if you wanted me to kill him or not? I didn't kill him and you yell at me, and I talk about killing him and you yell at me.
Hey, zone of truth. Killing is bad.
Usually.
So what am I supposed to do now? I mean, I like the whole character defamation thing. I think that sounds awesome, but it doesn't really solve my problem.
I don't think we have any way to solve your problem.
Well, would you? I mean, what if when the add-ups come, we capture them and we we put them in a prison. We put them in... I don't know. I mean, am I going to have to kill them too?
That's not a good... You don't make plans for the OT, right? You just... That's not what your job...
No. I mean, I could... Celine just like can't even say anything. She's just sputtering.
lie.
So what should I do then? What should I do then?
Worst case, they bring you back to the Capitol. It's a long trip. Anything could happen.
Wink, wink. I say that.
I mean, is there not any way we could ambush them? I mean, I guess they're still going to come try to find me.
Yeah, if you do anything here, it's going to bring the OT. You got to let them, you got to do it somewhere else.
That's our thing. You seem like a good kid, but protecting you too hard would hurt all of Rhymeford, and none of us are ready to do that.
What about this?
And they'll probably take the mine from your family for some reason, Screech.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, they need it for the Theonite, so...
Yeah. They'll use this as an excuse.
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
You might even get blamed for this.
It is your mine.
Town built up around it, kinda, sorta.
Pretty rich, though.
What if we pretend that I've run away?
Pretend that you run away?
Yeah, I just hide here while, you know, when the adepts come, you say... She left to go hunt Decacog.
Won't they be able to know with magic?
Shit. They're going to be able to find me.
What if when they come, there's an army of giant ants?
Giant ants.
I like this. Maybe we should contact Lucy and the White Spire and they could help.
I hate this more than anything.
That's not a horrible idea. Because that way we would divert the blame, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't care at and all then I, what happens to Lucy.
And then actually, I've actually fulfilled my real mission, which is finding out what's going on with the mine. And maybe they'll forget about the whole deck of cards.
Yeah, and Lucy said that the ants were eventually going to kill all of Rhymeford. Two freaking bad magical things.
They fight each other.
Fight each other. I think that's a great.
Okay. Okay. This might work.
You're still going to get a lot of... You better hope they die. And then if they die, what are they going to do? You think they're just going to forget it?
I don't know.
I
was hoping.
They sent one there. They didn't do the job. They sent three or four, however many.
I thought you meant the people that died.
You think they're going to forget being eaten and dead? No. They'll be screaming. And Bachman, actually, in this world, that is a good point. And it was something I was thinking about previously. Not only does the Zone of Truth exist, but like speak with the dead. So you have to be very careful.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, at least it'll buy us some time. I can think some more. I can figure it out. I don't know. I need to think about this.
Okay. So you all return to your various sleeping quarters and whatnot or whatever. I just got done sleeping. I don't know that I could really nap.
It's nighttime.
It's only been like an hour.
And Rourke, you get a message on your sending stones.
I answer it immediately.
It says, meet me at the graveyard at midnight.
Okay. And then I send back skull emoji, skull emoji, skull emoji.
Nice. And that's where we'll end the episode.
Yeah.
Michael, it's a sending stone, but she was clearly receiving messages. Can you speak on that a bit?
Oh my
god. They're receiving stone Bachman. Also?
Stop it!
You would need two stones, is all I'm saying.
Is this the sending stone or the receiving stone?
I was getting confused.
Oh my gosh. No.
Oh
it's,
my gosh. It's
just, guys, what a high stress episode. So much is happening.
Two stressful episodes back to back. Michael, how dare you?
It's very stressful for Jennifer.
Yeah, it is very stressful for Jennifer.
Yeah, I was like running down the line. Because sometimes, you know, there's always something you can do. But sometimes it's like, okay, what realistically can we do? What our characters do? What would our characters not do? And I'm like, yeah, I just met this girl. And I ain't trying to lose...
Anything,
really.
It's fair.
She has so much drama.
Been a big 6 days, though.
And Selena's, like, honestly, like, a little brat, and is like, fix my problem for me. Like...
Or I will reveal all of your secrets.
All of your secrets, yeah. She's, like, constantly ready to do blackmail on everyone.
That's true. You know, it's like, well, we gotta lightly help her or murder her.
Yeah.
And I don't want to add killing an adept to our...
Right. Like, that's actually the worst option, so...
Let the ants kill the adept.
And then kill Selene with the ants. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
I legitimately love how stressed I am about it.
Me too.
so forth.
It feels real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emotions.
Yeah, you know what else is real in emotions? Getting free dice from DieHardDice.com. Everyone on Twitch.tv/Keekly Inc. every Tuesday night at around 8:45 is able, p.m. Eastern, to enter the giveaway. Tonight is hashtag rat.
We love a rat.
Why is a rat?
If you don't win tonight, I don't know. Oh, I think because I was just thinking about
rats.
How much I ate, and I was like a little rat. And
are you thinking about when Darby Allin?
Oh, no, that was before that. Actually, I think I'm pretty sure. Maybe it wasn't.
Hmm.
Darby Allin can kickflip.
Yeah, that is true. He puts tacks on his skateboard and hits people with it.
Oh my gosh,
hell yeah!
I think it's just because. Never mind. You can go to dieharddice.com and then enter the offer code, actually. Dragons with an exclamation mark, and you'll get 15% off your total purchase, and then we get a little kissy of that. Congratulations to Danny Boy 2. You won the beautiful dice. Fat dice code is being shipped your way via the internet. Go there, use the code, say something nice.
This is amazing. They just joined the chat. Yeah, they're a brand new person.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
Thank you so much. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram. We're at Greetings Adventurers. I am at Thrifty Nerd, and I've got two plugs for you, kids.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. GeeklyCon.com. Boy, it's going to be a good one this year. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be like the old days.
You're going to get so rowdy.
Yeah.
Before it got all commercial.
Yeah.
And stuff. commercial. So geeklycon.com, July 14th through 17th is going to be so much fun. You're going to fucking lose your mind. And then go check out my YouTube. I think it's some fucker, I believe, has Thrifty Crafts.
Yeah, did any of these fuckers ever fucking...
But if you go to youtube.com/thriftycrafting, then that works. So check out my YouTube. Please subscribe. I need 1,000 subscribers.
Woo.
Oh, so you got your link?
Yeah, I finally have a vanity link at least.
Nice.
What if you made your vanity link? You're like uppercase X, $, lowercase Y.
But yeah, you need 1,000. You need 1,000 subscribers before you can get that cash. So
damn.
Oh,
get him the subscribers.
Give Michael money.
I have 186. Let's see what it is next week. Okay, that's my plugs.
Like I said last time, and at the start of the show, please check out Tribulation Farce. I think you'll like it a lot more than you expect.
I expect a lot of it.
I don't care.
What?
I don't fucking care.
He's at Tim Lanning. I'm going to say it.
I don't care.
And yeah, follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik, and you can follow Tribulation Farce. What's our Twitter handle again?
Trib Farce Pod.
At Trib Farce Pod.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, Jennifer went to Harvard and studied all this shit.
I actually legitimately studied this in school, so...
Yeah.
You should listen to us.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And you can also find my OnlyFans and Spicy sites. They're real. They're not a joke. In the links to those bios. I can't put it just in the bio because then I'll get deleted from the internet.
But they're not a joke like the Snuggie.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me on the Game Crimes stream right after the Greetings Adventures stream at 10 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays. Also, Roll for Streetwise, if you're a fucking backer, if you back that project, if you got us here, your time has come. The album is now live for backers. I'm clicking the button right now. Publish.
Oh, my God.
Yes, publish now. Check that Kickstarter.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Just check it. Just check it. It's there. You can listen to every track as well as get an update on the other rewards that are coming your way.
Everybody else, it's going to be live. I don't have the exact date yet, rating and confirmation, but it's probably going to be the second week of June. So we're coming up on it in a couple weeks here.
Amazing. Are people able to, like, just give you money for it? Is that still a thing in 2022?
I mean, it'll be up on, like, streaming platforms and, like, iTunes and stuff like
okay.
that.
So you can still,
like,
buy
yeah,
it.
You can still buy it. Because of the round numbers that you have to produce things like CD and vinyl, there'll probably be some extras, but I'll probably save those for GeeklyCon this year.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to get that and you missed the Kickstarter, that's a good place to go.
And Bachman will sign it for you.
And I'll fucking sign it for you. I didn't do anything, but I'll sign it.
I like signing.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Tim will sign it. Everybody will sign it.
I love signing.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say something else about it, but I don't remember what that was. So, oh yeah. Yeah. If you like it, this is really just for me. You can maybe just say something, cuz you know what? If I release it tonight and I don't hear anything from anybody all night, I'm not getting any sleep tonight.
He's going to be so upset.
I will cry. Their number
the realest thing ever said in this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for saying it, man.
You can listen to the tracks in any order. They're numbered in the suggested order. That's all.
So you like start at 1?
Oh shit, that would have been way better. Yeah, no, you see. Yeah,
well, when you open it, 5 is on top, and I'm like,
a programmer. I started 0.
I did. I'm not sure why it did that, but yeah. So you start at 1. They're gonna show backwards.
All right. Well, golly, thank you all so much. I guess let's do this again the next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.